to Land Ho, a Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael, and joining me, as always, is Brian. What's up, Brian?
What's up, Michael? What's up, everyone? How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty well. We got another week, a Sea of Thieves, patch notes, inside story, and a lot more to discuss today. So let's start it off. Just basic patch notes this week. A couple things, main things. The first thing that we liked is that the ammo crate is sort of offset now with the weapon sort of like chest, or where you choose your weapon, it's sort of off to the side. So now you're not accidentally choosing a weapon instead of just refilling the ammo, which I think is a nice little touch.
Yeah, I like that. Just helps out in general in battle, or just even if you're not stressed out in battle, just going up to the ammo crate's much easier now.
Right, when you're like moving quickly and stuff, it's really nice. And then now, this is my favorite update, I think, in the past couple weeks. You can't play the same shanty twice in a row.
Definitely groundbreaking stuff here. Like that's probably the biggest change so far in Sea of Thieves, the most needed update.
You know, because you got your favorite shanty, right? Like everyone's got their favorite shanty. And when you're trying to find that one shanty and you keep getting the same one, you're going to have a bad time. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm no sarcasm intended, actually.
It's almost as bad as like finding a Seafarer's chest, or like 8 Seafarer's chests on a Gold Hoarder quest, playing the same song in a row.
Yeah, it's got to
be worse.
And so then the other thing, we kind of touched on it last week too, but it was also included in the updates, which was that the weapon slot has been fixed. So now something I'm noticing is that I'm respawning with what I last had when I last logged on. And second, that now I know, Brian, you had this issue a lot, which was having only one weapon slot available and not being able to change weapons unless you kill yourself, essentially.
Yeah, that issue went on for a while, a couple weeks. But yeah, and I would always have to climb up to the crow's nest, jump off, climb up again, jump off, and then wait to respawn. But now it's definitely fixed for good. I was able to load in this past weekend with both of my, or with two weapons. But it was it was really interesting that the weapons I had were the plain weapons. They didn't have skins on, even though I bought a new sword and I had a new pistol, but I loaded in with the default weapons. But at least they fixed the issue.
Yeah, at least the issue is fixed. But I don't know. When I logged in this morning, actually, I logged in with the same weapons that I had yesterday when I was playing. So I don't know. I'm not sure how they're working on it. But at least the issue is fixed, and that was really nice to see in the patch notes again this week. And another update from Sea of Thieves this week was a couple videos were released from Sea of Thieves. So inside story number 27 called Solo Play, it was about a 4-minute video. It was just I kind of felt like it was just they wanted to put out something, you know, every week, and they kind of just put this one out. It didn't really have much substance to it. It was kind of just the obvious of like the pros and cons of queuing solo. And then the other video was just kind of talking about how to find people to play with, whether it's on the Sea of Thieves Xbox Club on Xbox Live or through the Discord. So I just think it's kind of interesting that they put out this video about solo play. It must be something that a lot of feedback that they're getting right now as well.
Yeah, I wonder if they're seeing like an influx of new players also. That could be the reason why they're doing that. Maybe people are picking up the game since they saw the content updates that are going to be coming out soon. Or maybe people are taking advantage of the $1 Game Pass, and so more people are playing the game. They have more first-timers, so they just want to give people a little bit more information on solo queuing.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe it's that they're seeing a drop-off, right? Like from the Game Pass 2-week trials. I mean, right now there's I don't know if it's still live today, but a $1 month for Game Pass. But I mean, maybe they're just saying that there's less and less solo players, and thus the entire game population is just decreasing along with that. So maybe it's just something to kind of, they're trying to reiterate the kind of highlight what it's like being a solo player, but at the same time, they're like, well, they're kind of admitting to the fact that like solo play isn't so inviting in this game, especially when you get to the higher levels, and that they're trying to show you ways that they're trying to encourage you, which is cool, right? Like to be more social, but at the same time, it is kind of, they're sort of admitting to the fact that like it's not really meant for solo play, even though it is, you know, possible. But it's you know, we'll see. Like I think when I first played the game, I actually really loved solo because I felt like I was always just like super busy and stuff. And then once I got to maybe like level 15 or so, it kind of got to the point where like it was kind of tough to do Order of Souls missions. It at a certain point, like when you have 10 pistol skeletons coming at you, it's very difficult. And you just get like shot down right away. For gold hoarders, you know, it's nice to have like an extra person when you have like islands with a bunch of chests, or when you have like riddles and on a big island, it's not so simple. It's easier just to have like two people searching rather than just one person. And so, I mean, I think merchant is probably, I don't know, the easiest with one person, but we'll kind of get into that in a sec. But so I do think it's interesting with the solo play, and it is a lot tougher when you get to the higher levels to do it.
Yeah, most definitely. Solo play just gets a lot more grindy at those higher levels. Like at the beginning, it's all right. If you're like brand new to the game and you're just experiencing everything, it could be really fun, like relaxing to just play by yourself. But yeah, I agree. At those higher levels, if you have a ton of chests or a ton of skulls, even just like for peace of mind, having someone else on the boat while you're digging up another chest, it's definitely tougher solo.
Yeah, especially when you're at a bigger island and you don't necessarily have like an eye on the boat. I mean, what they did say in the video is that like, you have to play more stealth, which is like you know that when you're going into solo. But at the same time, it's a whole different game. I mean, going solo and then also battles, right? It's not
You got to shy away from all battles, probably. All ship encounters, just bolt anytime you see another ship.
Definitely, and it's definitely it's also, I agree with that, and it's also possible you can take down a galleon solo. You know, it just depends on if the galleon is like experienced or not, and your practice, and sometimes it's a little bit of luck, and it could be a resource battle, but you know, I think that really opens it up, and I think the next thing that we wanted to sort of debate, we haven't talked about that much in depth, which is the balance of the sloop versus the galleon. And we mean balance, or meaning PvP, PvE, and just voyage grinding, essentially. I know what you think, but they definitely both have their advantages and disadvantages. We could probably talk about PvP first.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it last week, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago. We had an encounter. We were on a sloop, and we came across a galleon. And we took them down pretty easily. But the galleon definitely made a lot of mistakes. Like, I think we handled it really well. I was sailing, steering and doing the sails, and you were on the cannons and repairs. And I think we played really well. But the galleon, I think they had four people, and they, for some reason, shot two of their guys and tried to get on our boat when they failed. So we were able to just gun down their ship and sink them pretty quickly. So they kind of messed up. But I think in general, it's pretty balanced unless you have an equal skill level on the sloop and the galleon, in which case I think the galleon's going to win just because it has more firepower.
I 100% agree with that. And like, let's say like putting resources at a constant where it's like sort of like even level. A sloop is easier to navigate. You can make sharper turns. You can kind of go around a little bit. You can kind of just make sharper turns, whereas a galleon is a little bit, makes wider turns. It could be faster, right, with the wind, but then the sloop is faster against the wind. All that aside, like those advantages and disadvantages, I think a galleon just has the advantage 100% of the time, putting experience and like resources aside, just because just purely based off how many people you have. So when you're in a battle, you're getting cannon, you're going to have somebody repair. Somebody's got to be sort of steering at the same time. on a sloop you only have two people, so one person's pretty much steering the whole time unless you like I don't know, like your path, and then one person's cannons and doing damage control. And if you just keep getting hit and hit, you're gonna have to just keep repairing. And if they get somebody on your boat, they still have three people on their boat making repairs, cannoning and steering. And at the same time, you're trying to repair when maybe somebody comes onto your ship and just tries to, you have to kill him, and then you got to repair the boat, but then you got to fight back. I think just purely based off just people, a galleon has the advantage just from that.
Right. I mean, yeah, just having more manpower overall is going to be an advantage. But if they're inexperienced and they don't quite know what's going on, the sloop can be pretty deadly against a galleon just for the fact that of the maneuverability. I think you can circle the galleon really fast, which means you can get shots at the front and rear of the ship. So, I mean, as you're circling around them, and if you're able to circle around them a bunch, you're probably going to get a lot of volume off. And if you're accurate, you're going to get a lot of shots on them. And you might sink them pretty quickly if they're not repairing fast enough, or they're trying to launch onto your ship, or things like that, if they're not using the sails properly. So I think you can just outmaneuver. You'd be pretty tactical with a sloop. But if everything's even and both ships are at their peak capacity, then a galleon is probably going to win.
And I agree with the experience thing. My thing is just like, No matter what, if you have four people on a galleon, you're always going to have, let's say, one person on the bottom deck. No matter how many times that galleon gets cannoned, doesn't matter. Like, they're just making repairs, and they just keep going. As long as they have their resources, they're always going to be fine. That's the thing about a sloop, is that it's hard to board a galleon and have just one person steering and for that one person on the sloop to just, you know, have... It's a 4v1, and sure, I'm sure there's great pirates out there that can take it, but at the same time, you're probably going to die. Maybe you'll get two kills off, but you're always going to have one person on the bottom deck in a galleon just making repairs, just constantly, just down there. That's their main focus during a battle. And then you have two people in the cannons, one steering. One person will shoot themselves onto the sloop. That's the only thing. With sloop v galleon, in my eyes, at least.
Right, and like one good tactic to use in these battles is, if you can get board the enemy ship, is to drop the anchor so that you can probably get a bunch of good shots off. But if you're on a sloop and one person is steering and the other person boards and they drop the anchor, well, you don't really have the opportunity then to get a ton of shots off, just because you have to keep steering unless you also want to anchor yourself. And in which case, you might put yourself right in the line of fire if you anchor on the side of them versus at the rear of the ship. It's just tougher overall being two men down. Like if it was 4v3, I think it's a much closer battle every time. But right, 4v2, if you threw in, it's really hard.
Right. And if, let's say you did throw in what some people think that there's going to be a new ship that's a three-person or two-to-three-person ship that's sort of in between a sloop and a galleon. How do you think that would shift the balance? I mean, do you think that ship... I mean, we don't really know what it's like, but you got to think that it'd be sort of in the middle of the advantages and disadvantages between a sloop and a galleon. Do you think then that ship would have an advantage over a galleon?
I know
it's like tough to speculate, but yeah. just putting those assumptions into the equation.
Yeah, I think having, just for the sake, just like being able to have one person on repairs at all times and then also one person on cannons at all times goes a long way. Like, you're not running back and forth. You can just focus on the current task at hand, and you have just more hands on deck. No pun intended, not to be cheesy there, but you just have a lot more people, more manpower overall. So I think that three person, if you had two people on the two to three person ship, then it's the same situation as the sloop versus galleon, but a third person really helps out a lot.
I agree with all that. I think if you have three people on the three person ship, you got to think it's a little bit more maneuverable than a galleon. at that point, I think it's possible that they would have an advantage over the Galleon. It's just tough to speculate, but I mean, in a battle, right? Like, if you're on a Galleon, you feel way more confident against a sloop. Yeah. If you're on a two-person sloop, even from our experience, like, we're more likely to engage, right, if we have nothing on board. And if we had, like, a bunch of stuff on board, we probably avoid that. But if it's a Galleon versus Galleon and you have, like, stuff on board, I feel like you're kind of, like, you're, like, pretty content with doing the battle. But if you're on a sloop and you have a bunch of stuff on board, you're probably going to avoid it on the most part, unless you're just a legendary pirate or something like that.
Yeah. At least for me, if I'm on a galleon and I see a sloop out in the distance, I'm like not scared at all. I'll definitely go up to that thing and try and sink it. But if it's the other way around, I'm kind of running for my life. If they're coming after me. Although we had an encounter this weekend where we saw a galleon parked at an island and we had just loaded in and we went up to try and sink them. But it was in kind of an awkward situation where they were against the island. They had it at their back for cover, so we couldn't circle around. So we were kind of just like going back and forth in front of them, doing the best we could to sink them. But they were able to, I think they weren't anchored. They just had their sails up. So they were able to turn their boat and like fend us off at each pass we made. There's kind of a standoff there.
Right, yeah. And I think at that point, it's just sort of like a resource battle. Like, who has more planks? Who has more cannonballs? And that's also another thing that comes down to in these PvP battles is like resources. And I mean, from our experience, and especially from mine, I almost never, in any PvP battle that I've had where I board the other ship, 99% of the time they have nothing on board anyway. It's just like and it depends, right? But like on the people on the ship, if they like don't really care. I know most people kind of don't avoid battles when they have stuff on board, and those are the ships you used to go after. But and it's no matter what, like let's say, you know, you're in a PvP battle, you sink their ship, they have nothing. It's still super fun, even if you don't get anything in return. So that's what's kind of interesting about this game, is that there's no reward for PvP besides shenanigans and funness.
Yeah, but it's still a rewarding experience sinking someone.
It feels like great.
Knowing that you, however it comes about, like you outmaneuver them or you outthought them or you just straight up like outgun them. It's still like fun.
Totally.
Like the thrill of victory. It's a great feeling.
It's an awesome feeling. It feels great, especially on a sloop. I mean, it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. That's the reward. Now, switching gears, right, from PvP to just the normal voyages, what do you think is more efficient? A sloop or, and maybe it depends on the faction, but a sloop or a galleon? What do you think?
I think for the voyages, probably a sloop. Just because it's so easy to maneuver. Only one sail, you don't have to like raise all three sails, which takes obviously triple the time as the sloop. I think just for maneuverability, it's way easier. You can pull up right up at the island. You don't really have to worry about as much like hitting rocks and everything. It's a smaller boat. So I think for that reason, a sloop is more convenient than a galleon would be. But if you're doing something like a skull fort, obviously you want a galleon.
That definitely makes sense. I agree. I'd actually rather do a two-man sloop for voyage grinding. And just because I think it's a little bit more efficient, it's easier. I think when we do it, we're pretty efficient. And yeah, I mean, I would say for just the voyages, I do like it. I think a galleon, sure, it's like faster with the wind and stuff like that. But I just think it's just like, it's a lot more... I mean, a galleon, right, you can hide your stuff better, too. I mean, potentially.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's a lot more... Not only is it more efficient, I think, on a two-man sloop, but it's also more fun, in my opinion. It's just, like, you feel like there's more to do, and it's just, like, a chiller experience than a galleon. There's something about the sloop that I really enjoy.
Galleons can get overwhelming. Like, three decks, three sails, a ton of cannons... having to like run down below to like check the map versus, I mean, you can see it through the grate, like right in front of the captain's quarters.
Right,
But
but
it's
it's
like
still
kind
kind
of,
of tough, yeah.
yeah, you still kind of gotta like run down there.
Yeah, I would say just like just a little bit sharper, just like doing a two-man sloop, especially when you have like two like really solid people doing it. I think it's a lot more fun and it's just like a lot more efficient, whether it's the Order of Souls. I mean, maybe you can argue like Order of Souls would be easier with a galleon, especially in the higher levels, but I don't think we have any issues with Order of Souls for two people. And Gold Hoarders, it's just having I don't know, it's like you can argue that like having more people, let's say, it's just faster to do, but I faster to like find the chests, whether it's a riddle or a map. But I just think from point A to point B, the two-man sloop is just more efficient.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the argument for the Order of Souls being easier with a galleon, but only in situational, like situational quests. Like if the skeletons are right on the beach, then you have like more cannons that can shoot at them versus one cannon. But I don't think that's really a detractor. Like you still have a cannon, you still have that extra firepower if the skeletons are within range.
Now, what about, let's say, if you're just playing solo, which merchant, or sorry, which faction would you do if you're going in solo?
Probably Gold Hoarders.
Interesting. Okay.
'Cause like Order of Souls, you probably have to kill like a lot of skeletons by yourself, which can be tough and you'd probably die a lot. And then for Merchant, just having to like carry the cages back and forth. It's kind of the same as like treasure chests, but you don't have to like get the for Merchant, you have to get the cage from the ship, take it to the island, get the animal, and go back to the ship, get another cage. You don't have to like necessarily start with like shuttle something back and forth from the ship with Gold Hoarder. You just have to like dig up the chest and drop it off.
Right, I'm actually gonna respectfully disagree for this one,
Oh, okay.
but when I like, it's my least favorite, but it's the one I prioritize when I do solo is merchant, just because I feel like it's once you get the hang of it, it's probably the easiest one. I mean, sometimes you can argue maybe it's time consuming, but I just think that like for solo, I don't have to like figure out these like chess, and it's a little bit more risky too, because I think right for like someone to get to your boat. But I just think like it's funny. So Saturday I went in solo actually for I had time for like an hour or something, and I just had one voyage, okay? And there was like two it was like two snakes and like three or four pigs or something like that. So like a decent merchant voyage, and I went to one island, picked them all up, went to the other outpost, and was just like done. And it actually like wasn't that bad. Whereas like a Gold Hoarders, I feel like if I have a riddle, it just takes me. It depends on the riddle. Sometimes they're easy, sometimes they just take a long time. And for those, it's just like kind of a pain to do by yourself and not have any help. Just
That's a really good point.
my perspective, but I think everyone has their own opinion.
There have definitely been times when we're playing and we do Gold Hoarders and like I like can't find a chest. I'll be like right on top of it, but I can't. It's like I can't. I somehow like can't figure it out where it is, or I can't figure out like a riddle, and that can take a
Right.
long time. If you're playing by yourself, you might get frustrated, and that can like cost you a lot of time. So yeah, if you want to be efficient, probably Merchant's not bad. It's not a bad choice either.
Yeah, I think it just depends on the person, of course, but yeah, I mean, would you I don't know if some people maybe be talking about this, but do you think it would be a good idea to love like to downscale if the game, right, and know it knows that you're a solo, if it downscaled the voyage difficulty to solo play, so like it'd be easier to do like, I mean, I think the main thing that would make it easier for is like Order of Souls,
Yeah.
Maybe
Like
it
less
just like queues up
skeletons.
less skeletons or something like that.
Yeah, no, I like that idea. No, I definitely like that idea. I know other games do that. I think Destiny does that. Like if you're playing like a Strike or something, or like a Nightfall, it scales to your level, I think. So you get like harder enemies if you have like more players, which I think that's how games should be, just because that like makes the experience better overall. Like if you were playing with one player and it was like level, I don't know, like 3 difficulty, for instance, and then if you're playing with like a full crew and then it was still level 3 difficulty, the game wouldn't be as fun. So I think that scaling is, I'd be interested in scaling for sure.
I would totally be behind it if it was to the point where, as a solo doing it, it's the same difficulty as if you had four people doing the same voyage. It'd be the same
Right.
difficulty, like either or, so that like it's not like you are like, oh, I only want to play solo because it's easier, but it's like it's the same level difficulty for both. I think that would help the game a lot. Obviously easier said than done, but I think a lot of people would appreciate that. And if they made it to that point where it wasn't any less difficult as a solo player, scaling wise, I would 100% be, 100% be down for that. So I wouldn't feel as bad when a friend isn't online or something like that.
Right, and then like for like a Skull Fort, if you're trying to like solo it would still be like really tough. But if you had but if you had like say like if you're solo, it would spawn like 8 skeletons per wave. But then if you're in like a 4-man galleon crew, it spawns like 14 skeletons per wave.
Yeah,
It's
that's a
still like
tricky
tough.
one
It's
though,
still like
because then if
tough.
somebody else, if another ship like comes or
Right.
something like that, I'd be down. Okay, and it's definitely possible, I think, to do a solo sloop to do it. I think the only painful part about if you're on a sloop or more specifically a solo sloop is taking out those towers, before you get to the island. If they just eliminated the towers, I think doing the solo sloop would be 100% more achievable, and it still is achievable, but it's just a bigger pain. So that'd be tight. But that's kind of like one live event where other ships can come too, so that kind of messes with it.
Yeah, if it was
For
like your own game server, then like it might make a little more sense.
right, and that's another aspect about the game is that you have all kinds of, you know, you're not on a server with just sloops or just galleons. It's a mix of all types of experience, ship types, everything.
Right. Interesting topic though.
Yeah, I know, definitely. I will. Yeah, no, it'd be interesting to hear what other people think about this too. I'm not sure if this is really discussed very often, so it's definitely fun to talk about. And our next topic is something we really haven't touched on at all, which is sort of the different experience or lack of difference between PC versus Xbox. So this game is a Play Anywhere title, so that means if you, especially if you buy it digitally, you know, you can play it on both platforms, and it's also cross-platform, true cross-platform, which means when you're playing the game, it's very difficult to tell if you're playing with or against an Xbox or PC player, which is really cool. And something they've also talked about is that your like accuracy or whatever is, the difference is very small, whereas most people figure in games that PC players always have an advantage because it's easier to aim with the mouse and keyboard rather than a controller. So, and so from Brian and I experience, I started the game on Xbox actually, and not a Xbox One X, but an Xbox One S, and thought and had an awesome experience, and then, I personally switched over then to PC a few weeks later. And it's a beautiful game on PC. I play on, for those who don't know, so there's a difference between what resolution monitor you have. So I play the game in 1080, which I think most people use a 1080 monitor because you just get the best frame rates unless you have like, you know, the highest graphics card, like a 1080 Ti or something like that. And I play, and then there's different graphic settings. So there's like mythical, then it's down to like legendary, rare, cursed, or something like that. I played the second highest graphics, so legendary, which just gets me the best performance. And then when I come back, and Brian and I actually play together. He plays on Xbox still. I play on PC, and I don't think Brian even noticed a difference when I started on PC.
No, there's no like gameplay change. I don't notice like any like lag or anything because of it, or like your character's moving any differently or anything. There's really no change. It's like very seamless, and it's really cool that they're able to do that. Like I'm pretty sure like when the game came out, I saw this like post that they'd made the game so that it could run on like any level of computer. So if you had like a potato, you could run the game, or if you have like a brand new computer, you could still run the game. It would just look way better. So it's like really cool that they were able to like technically make it available to like pretty much anyone who has like the means to do it or the equipment necessary to do it. But in terms of like our play experience, it's been like it's very smooth.
Totally. And yeah, that's an awesome point, is that they make the settings as low as like a very like a I think like 540p resolution or something like that, or even maybe 360, I don't know, something very low like that, which makes the game super accessible. And I think they took the PC port very seriously, and it doesn't look much, I mean, I guess like graphics wise, typically, unless you're on a Xbox One X, it looks better on a PC. But I think it's really cool that they took the PC port very seriously, because there is a history of games porting to the PC when it's really like a console game, and it just looks sort of funky. It depends on the company, but I it's cool that they took it very seriously. But performance wise, the PC, so like on an Xbox, even the Xbox One X, you get 4K HDR on Xbox One X. But you only get 30 frames per second. If you're like a super nerd, that's sort of like what most console games kind of are limited at. Whereas on the PC version, I think the most is like 120 frames. And I have like a mid-range like 1060 graphics card, and I get anywhere from like 70 to 100 frames per second. And I was coming back to Xbox after playing on the PC, it was just like, not to sound snobby, but it's definitely different on the Xbox. I just felt like it was a little bit choppier, but it's funny because like when I played the betas in like the first couple weeks on the Xbox, it looked awesome. So if you're planning to play the game on the Xbox only, try not to play on the PC. Otherwise, it like feel like it kind of ruins it. I don't know, for me at least. But
I haven't seen it on a PC, but I mean, just playing it on Xbox, I think it looks incredible already, like the way it is now, 30 FPS and everything. Just like the waves and everything. The water, I mean, they spent so much time on that. It just looks so good. So I can't even imagine what it's like playing on a PC. I looked up a little bit trying to like find out the difference, see if I could do like side-by-side screenshots. And like the PC look, I mean, just from the images I saw, it looked like a little bit brighter in some situations, but it's like really hard to tell unless I saw it for myself on a PC, which, per your suggestion, I'm probably not going to do because I don't want to ruin the experience.
it definitely ruined it, because like sometimes it's nice, especially with a game like this, unless you have like a really comfortable setup at your computer, sometimes it's kind of nice to just kind of kick back on the couch or something and play on a nice TV. So I don't have an Xbox One X, but I play the game on a 4K, technically a 4K TV. The game doesn't scale to 4K, but you get the point, like it's a nice TV and stuff, but the low frame rate kind of impedes your experience if you're coming from PC gaming. But the game is runs fantastically on on computer and Xbox though. And especially on an Xbox One X, I can't even imagine how nice that looks too with 4K and stuff and HDR gaming. So the crossplay works awesome. So if you have like friends who don't have an Xbox but play on the PC, I'd highly recommend the crossplay. I mean, Brian and I just use the Xbox Live chat, and it's super super easy. I don't really feel like I have an advantage as a PC player that much in Sea of Thieves as opposed to like other games, but Something I noticed, I feel like I was accurate with the cannons more on a PC. Shooting wise, I don't think I'm like that much more accurate. Besides that, I don't think PC players really have that much of an advantage. Besides load times. Load times are better on PC, from my experience at least.
Yeah, I noticed that you always load in. Like, if you die, you're always back within, like, seconds, it seems like. And it takes me, like, a few minutes just waiting on that black screen to get back.
Right, the black screen. Yeah.
That thing could be up there for, like, legit, like, 90 seconds. I'm just, like, waiting while I hear, while you're either saying, like, what the heck, where are you? I need you. And I'm just sitting there. And I can hear, like, cannons going off behind the screen or, like, water leaking in, and I can't do anything about it.
I would say the load times is the biggest upgrade on PC, probably, which is so annoying. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's another thing, I guess, that they have to improve on. Because, like, there's a certain much time that you spend on the ferry, the dam, but then it's, like, you go through the door, and then you're on the black screen.
Right.
Yeah.
If they could somehow make the black screen wait time just be the ferry of the damned, like, or just lessen the time on the ferry and you go through and then there's like an additional, like, I don't know, whatever, 30 to 60 seconds.
Right, exactly.
Because then they increase the ferry of the damned time, right? Instead, in place of the death tax, and they increase the time? Or maybe people are just suggesting they do that?
I'm not sure if they did that or not. I don't know.
It's a bummer either way
on the ferry, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely a tax in itself, just sitting on the ferry, like, just knowing that your boat's just being shot. And I love the fact, okay, if let's say, like, someone's shooting at your boat, and maybe, like, you know, our boats don't sink that often, but when they do.
No, of course not. I don't think we've ever been sunk.
Probably the worst feeling is, like, being, so when you're on, especially on Xbox more so, when you're on that black screen, but you can hear your boat. You can still hear your boat, but you have the black screen, and you just hear your boat sink. You can just hear it, like, the water going in, and, like, and your boat getting hit and hit and hit, and you just hear it, but you can't do anything about it.
Awful feeling.
Worst feeling. But anyway, highly recommend it if you're on a PC and you have, like, an Xbox friend and you're trying to convince one or the other to get it. It's excellent. It works super well. I mean, Brian and I run into no issues, and it's, can't say any more enough to Rare about taking that, the cross-platform, so seriously. And so we're going to end again, like we did last week, with a great lightning round of awesome questions that we're going to ask, that I'm going to ask Brian, and then I'll probably give my answer to as well. So we got 5 questions. First, if you had to remove one faction from the game, maybe it'd be replaced with something, I don't know, which would you eliminate?
The easy answer is Merchant. Like, that's what comes to mind first. But I will say this about Merchant. That's my vote, but I will say this. It's very easy to grind gold with Merchant, being able to cancel, get the voyages, cancel in hopes that you get a golden animal as a cargo item. Like, it's a very easy way to just farm gold versus, like, gold hoarders, where you're going to get a ton of seafarers or Order of Souls and you don't get a ton of the high level skulls. So it's Merchant for me because it's boring, but it's a very good way to farm gold.
Right, that's actually something that a lot of people don't really talk about, is what's nice about the Merchant is that you know what you're going to get, right? You know, based off the color animal, what that sort of equates to in terms of how much gold and rep you're going to get. Gold and rep are directly related. But when you do a Gold Hoarders mission, you, no matter if it's a riddle, a treasure map with 5Xs or 1X or 2Xs, you have no idea what chests those are, so you can't cancel voyages until you get something that you want. Whereas a Merchant voyage, you know what you're going to get at the end of it. And technically, you can cancel voyages until you get one with like a gold or 2 gold animals. So that's sort of the nice part about Merchant in itself.
It's kind of like a trade-off. Yeah, it's a little bit of a trade-off. Like, doing it sucks, but yeah, you know what you're getting.
All right, so the next question, would you rather have This is kind of a complicated question, but would you rather have only sloops or only galleons?
If it was only sloops, would you be able to have four people on it?
No.
Okay.
can only have two person ships or galleons, and a galleon you could do one through four. So you can do a solo galleon.
Yeah, that would be
Or two.
ridiculous. A solo galleon.
It's a weird question.
Yeah,
Don't
I'll go
worry, will
get.
never happen probably, so.
Yeah, hopefully it never happens. But I'll pick galleons just for the, just for the sake of being able to have four people, not locking anybody out.
Yeah, I'd say four too. I think just quickly, I think a one person galleon could work if like you just only touch the backsail, because that's the one that's sort of equivalent to like a sloop, where you have that one sail kind of like to your side or right behind you, and you could just do that, and like you can leave the other sails up. And theoretically, right? Wouldn't you move the same? Well, if you're with the wind, you'll be moving faster. If you're against the wind, you're not going to be moving as fast as a sloop. But I think it's possible. It'd just be annoying, like checking the map all the way downstairs, and then like when you want to drop anchor, you have to kind of run to the front of the boat.
Yeah.
And it's like harder to turn and stuff, but I think it's definitely possible.
I mean, I did it once, like we were playing, this was like in the beta stages, or maybe the scale test stages. Like we were on an island and we had some chests, but somehow our boat sunk, or like I think what happened was we were getting chests, all three of us were getting chests, and another ship came up and just shot our ship down and left. It was like a drive by. And so
Try.
we were just stranded there with all these chests. And then I think you and our other friends stayed on the island and I went to get the galleon and had to sail all the way back.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
It worked out, but I don't know, like
If you would want to
actually
do that
doing
all the
it.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Which one is scarier, in your opinion? Skeletons or sharks?
Oh, which one is scarier? I'm gonna go with
You can even add snakes too.
snakes are pretty scary. I hate
You
when
can
they
add
hiss at
snakes to
me.
that. When it's like when they jump up and you're holding the snake cage, and they make you know they their face comes up against you, and
Yeah, they snap at
that's all
you.
you see on the screen. Oh, that's
Then it
kind of
goes
scary
purple.
actually.
It's pretty scary. But I
Yeah.
think sharks are definitely the scariest, because, like, imagine diving down to a sunken ship. You get a chest and you're coming back up and you turn around and you like hear the music and like there's two sharks just like swimming full speed at you. That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah, sharks are kind of freaky. What is your least favorite skeleton type to fight?
It gotta be, I don't know what they're called, but it's the ones that like regenerate when they go in water. Because I find like a pretty good tactic against skeletons is to run in the water because they kind of slow down or they just stop completely.
The ones that like the skeletons with the green leaves on them.
Yeah, they like when they're in the water, they like grow like leaves on
Right.
them. If they're out of the water, they like lose them. But just like any sort of regenning skeleton is a nightmare. Like even the one, like all skeletons eat bananas and that's already annoying. So if they're eating bananas and then going in the water and getting stronger, that's the worst.
My least favorite, and this is a tough one, but I would have to say my least favorite is the pistol skeletons,
Oh,
because
I forgot about
that's
all
just like
those.
one where they just like there's like 10 of them, and they just have like aimbot and just all shoot you at the same time, and you die instantly.
Yeah.
That would probably be my least favorite, but it's a close one with metal. Only metals aren't tough to defeat. They just take the longest because you have to, it depends on what island, but you have to get them in the water. And then the whole ammo thing, you can only shoot them down really. And so if you do double gun, you have 10, and then you have to go back to the ship, or like you have to, and especially if there's no ammo crate, that's, but I would say pistol skeletons are the most annoying. I think they're just like super overpowered with their aimbot.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I wasn't even thinking about those. I was just thinking about like the
Nobody
metals
does.
and like the one, my answer and then the ghost ones.
I
I totally forgot about the ones with guns. I hate those.
It's pretty open-ended. Final question. What do you think is worse? And maybe we could think of worse situations, but what do you think is worse when playing? Digging up one seafarer chest from a long riddle on like some big island, or four foul skulls from one island that was like a four captain island voyage?
It's a tough one. I hate seafarer chests in general, just like a giant waste of time. But yeah, I'll do that, because at least with the Order of Souls ones, you like, again, waste of time with foul skulls, but at least you had some sort of action. You got to like fight some skeletons, and it's like sort of worth it in that regard. Whereas digging up a seafarer's chest, it's like, wow, I ran all the way here for this.
Yeah, I would say a seafarer chest, especially if it's like sometimes those longer, like the four clue riddles on like some big island. It's just a pain, dude, because they're like, find a turtle marking on some random rock, or I don't, just like these little markings or something. You have to like look around and find all the rocks. They're both pretty tough. Yeah, seafarer chest from a long riddle on big island, though, would be my choice as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's good. It's so annoying.
Anything you're looking forward to this week in Sea of Thieves? Not to put you on the spot.
Hopefully they release some new cosmetics. Probably not, but
hey, they did hint.
They hinted actually, like maybe it's coming this week.
In the last patch notes, they did say, I don't know if I have it in front of me. Yes, I do. At the bottom of the patch notes, they did say # Sea of Tees, and they said, there's rumor that a new shipment of clothing, items, weapons, and ship customizations are on the horizon and headed for the Sea of Thieves. If you are saving your coin for a pair of trousers, you might want to keep a weathered eye out for this arriving soon. That's what I'm looking forward to this week if it's coming out.
Yeah, but
I don't think hopefully. It'll come out this week.
Yeah, I mean, we can only hope.
Are you saving your money for it?
I am now.
We're saving not your real money, but your...
No, my in-game gold. I've only bought a couple things, but yeah, I'm gonna save now because nothing really. There's no like intriguing items like across all the shops. There's like nothing that really catches my eye. There's like some cool things, but I don't really feel like it's. Even if there weren't new items coming out, like I'm still like saving it anyway because like I just don't think it's like that cool. I'd rather just keep what I have.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's what we're looking forward to this week. Rare, deliver.
Please.
We love you. But to all that have stuck to the end, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you have a moment of time, it'd really help us if you rate and subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend who loves Sea of Thieves as well. You can find us anywhere, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week.